So, welcome to Fabiolesia. Today is a very special edition because I have a very special guest all the way from Texas. She is with me on a Google Hangout. And I can tell you, if you didn't listen to Fabiolesia before, this podcast is about how to maximize your social media and for marketers and business owners. So today the topic is how to use Pinterest, because you have heard a lot about it, and Pinterest, there is a lot of people on it, so now we have to use it. And today's guest knows a lot about Pinterest because she actually has her own blog about Pinterest. It's called Also Pinterest Thing, and she also helps companies to use Pinterest. And you also have your own podcast, also called Also Pinteresting. So I'm very happy to introduce you to Cynthia Sanchez. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello, and thank you very much for inviting me on your podcast. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So first of all, I want to know more about you. Why are you so in love with Pinteresting and Pinterest, and why, yeah, and who are you?
Well, I am Cynthia Sanchez, and as you said, I do have a blog and a podcast all about teaching people how to use Pinterest as a part of their social media marketing strategy. I started the podcast earlier this year in February, but the blog has been around over a year. I started that early in 2012. And Pinterest just really grabbed my attention like nothing else ever had online before. I saw that it could be used in many, many different ways. It's not like Twitter or Facebook, and businesses can really leverage its functionality. It's so flexible, and you know, it can do a lot of things for them. And I saw some businesses doing some great stuff, and it actually creating new businesses because it, you know, drove so much traffic to websites. And I thought, well, people need to know about this. And I truly believe that it's really difficult to be an expert in all social media platforms. They're all changing so quickly. There's, you know, a lot of rules, you know, especially when we're talking about Facebook. So I really wanted to focus down, and Pinterest really just grabbed my attention. So I jumped on to Pinterest, and I absolutely love it. And I think it can really make a big difference for businesses, and it helps smaller businesses accomplish what the big businesses, you know, try so hard to do. It really levels the playing field.
So what is now working on Pinterest? Are there something we should know about? So working for marketers right now?
Really, it goes back to the images on Pinterest. You want to make sure that whatever content that you're creating to market has a really good image. Now, it does. When I say really good, it doesn't mean that it has to be magazine quality, that it has to be professional with the perfect lighting and the perfect model. What it means is that it has to communicate the message well. So it has to have a clear intention. It has to have, you know, it has to be decent quality. You have to be able to tell what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, even, you know, with basic photo editing skills or image editing skills and a smartphone, you can get great images that are, you know, I like to say pin-worthy or pinnable. And that could do well on Pinterest. So you want to make sure that they really catch people's eye. And for the right reasons, you know, you want to make sure that if you have a blog post or something about, oh, let's say using Pinterest, you wouldn't want to put a picture of a dog and not have any other explanation around it. People would think that that article or that link took you to information about dogs and not necessarily something about Pinterest. If you added a little bit of text over the image of the dog just because it was a great picture of a dog and you wanted to use it, you could say, why my dog loves Pinterest. And then that way people would know that it's about Pinterest, not about dogs.
Okay, yeah. So
sometimes a little bit of text is helpful. It's not always necessary, but it can be helpful.
So do you use some tools to make the images better?
You can. Sure. I use a couple of different tools. I like to do as much as I can for free. And there's a couple of online tools that I really like to use. One is called PicMonkey, PicMonkey. And that is an amazing tool because it's very easy. It's very user-friendly, easy to understand, and they have a free, you know, service to crop and add text and, you know, overlays and all sorts of things to your images, adjust the color, add, you know, cool filters. They do have a paid subscription service, but even that is really affordable, under, I think it's around $5 a month. So that's a great deal. If you want to get the extra part on that, I also use Photoshop. That of course isn't free and is a little bit more technical, but you know, that's only if I'm wanting to do something really, really out of the ordinary that I can't do on PicMonkey. That's my last resort. There's also another service called Pixlr.com.
Yeah.
And they have quite a few different services, including something that's similar to Photoshop. You know, the tools, the layout is a little bit more similar to Photoshop, but it's absolutely free. They have a Pixlr-O-Matic, which has tons of fun, funky filters that you can get a really neat effect. So there's lots of free image editing tools out there that make this very easy.
Nice. So where should we start? When marketers says, okay, we will be on Pinterest, what should we do?
The very first thing, and I'm sure your listeners are very aware of this, before joining any social network or joining or having any kind of marketing strategy, you need to have a strategy. You need to have a plan. How are you going to use Pinterest? What is your goal with it? Have those goals, have that plan, have that strategy in place. And let me give you a couple of examples. I hate when people say, you have a goal and a strategy, and that's all they say. That doesn't tell me how to do anything. I like to tell people how to. And really, when it comes to making a goal, you need to look at the business that you're trying to market on Pinterest. So let's say we have a hair salon versus somebody with an e-commerce site that has products to sell. So if we have a local hair salon that's wanting to use Pinterest, we could pin images of our before and afters. We could pin images about, or pin content about beauty techniques and hair, you know, styles and all these, you know, types of inspirational things that our clients would be interested in. Information about skincare, information, you know, about anything that has to do with the beauty world. And then we could direct our clients to, you know, we can say, take a look at our Pinterest page if you need inspiration on how to get your next haircut, what hairstyle you should use for your wedding, or, you know, special event, how to, you know, how you should manage the color in your hair. We have, you know, a whole section about taking care of your color. And then we also have mini portfolios of our hairstylists. So we have a few hairstylists to choose from, and you can see some of their before and after work. If the salon also does YouTube videos, they can put it there. You know, a lot of information there. But, so that's really an information and a resource and a portfolio for the hair salon to use. But on the other side, the e-commerce side, if you've got a lot of different products, let's go kind of back to the dog example. I have dog and pet care products, you know, leashes and collars and bowls. And, you know, that's what I sell. Well, then my strategy would want to attract more attention back to my site because I want them to come and buy my products, which is somewhat important to the hair salon so they can make, you know, new appointments on their website, but they're very local, you know, so that's a focus, but it's not top focus, whereas it would be a higher focus for the e-commerce site. So, you know, the dog supply or the pet supply site would want to, you know, have different boards about the different categories of products they sell. I hope they have a blog. So if they have a blog, then they could also include articles, you know, to pin to, you know, about pet care and, you know, pet health and nutrition and all those things, all those, you know, how to clean up a pet mess.
Yeah.
You know, when a dog has an accident on the floor, you want to know how to clean it up, right? Yeah. So you could give all that useful information on. And it doesn't necessarily have to be articles you write because, you know, in Pinterest, it is encouraged through Pinterest terms of service that you just don't use your account as a self-promotional tool. You want to be a part of the community and repin other people's content to your
help
Pinterest account. to help, to kind of build that community, to have a sharing type of approach. So let's say you don't have an article about pet nutrition, but you think that would really go good on your pet food bowls board, then you would repin that there. So there's a lot of different ways that the businesses can use Pinterest, but they need to figure out before they start how and what their goal is. So that's the place to start.
And how can we optimize our Pinterest profile for traffic and sales? Do you have any advice?
Well, to optimize your Pinterest profile, I do have a video training series about this. It breaks it down into 7 steps, yeah. Absolutely free, on the site. Go check it out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We link that.
Yeah.
We will link that.
I'm really glad you asked that question because I really do believe your profile can make or break your account in some ways. If you don't have a good profile image, or if your image doesn't really communicate that you are a business of some sort, that could kind of have people follow you maybe for the wrong reasons, and then they would unfollow you because they didn't understand. If you don't have your business name or what kind of business somewhere in your either account description or in your account name, let's say the dog supply, if it was a lady's site and her name is Lisa and she just said Lisa's pets, well, what is that? Is it about her pets? Is it about her personal, cats and dogs? Or is it, what is it? But if she put Lisa's pet supply or online pet store or shop or whatever, that would make it much more clear.
Yeah.
The account description, has 160 characters that you can use to describe what your business is about, what your Pinterest account is about. And both your account name and your account description will come up in search results. That you have to think about Pinterest and Google SEO when it comes to Pinterest, because more and more Pinterest accounts are being ranked on Google. Mm. So even though your business may not rank in Google very high, you might have better luck with your Pinterest account. And your Pinterest account then links to your website. So people may find you in different ways just because of Pinterest.
So are there any secret SEO strategies to get more sales on Pinterest? Is that the board name, or do you have any advice for that?
Just kind of like we mentioned just a second ago about Pinterest SEO, you want to make sure that your board name is relevant. You want to make sure that your pin descriptions, each pin, you can have, you have a description to each pin, and you have a lot of area for text, I think up to 500 characters right now, to use to describe that pin. I wouldn't recommend using all 500. That kind of gets to be too much. People aren't reading, they're scanning. So you want to use those important keywords that are searchable that you would use on your website that really represent your product, both in your board names and in your pin descriptions. We can go back to the, hair salon example. We could put short hairstyles as a board because people search for short hairstyles. Mm. But you want to be careful not to get too technical either. We would want to say short instead of pixie flip something, that's more of a technical term, more of a professional term, because that's not what people search for necessarily.
Oh.
So be a little bit more general and think about how your audience, the people that you want to find you, the people that you want to follow you, how they would refer to your services and to your products.
Good advice. So I know the marketers who are listening to this, they says, oh my God, another social media. So do you have any great advice how we can time-saving tips for pinning?
Sure. As far as it being another social media, it is a little bit different that you don't get caught up in a lot of conversations like you do on Twitter and Facebook. Sometimes I find with Twitter, I'll be tweeting somebody back and forth, and the next thing I know, an hour has passed, which is great because that means I'm having, making a connection, building that relationship, that type of thing. But that doesn't seem to happen too much right now on Pinterest. That's not the focus. The focus of Pinterest, and, this even comes from, Ben Silverman, the CEO and co-founder of Pinterest, he says that the point of Pinterest is to help people connect and find similar interests, share those interests, and explore and expand and discover new interests, It's not about necessarily having those conversations.
Okay.
So when it comes to businesses using Pinterest, one thing that you can do is just, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time to pin. I have my, let's say, today exact, for example, I had a blog post that came out this morning, so I pinned that to the board it made sense to pin to. And then while I was on Pinterest, some of the people that I follow, I looked around their content, you know, about 5 minutes and repinned a few of their things. So that gave attention to my followers because then they will get a notification that I repinned something, kind of like a retweet. So they will see that happened, and then they will see the people that follow me will see my new update. That took all of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to take too long. If you have other sites, you know, like let's say you have a reader, you know, that you keep up with, you know, the latest information, or you use Google Alerts, go through those sources, and like just like you would tweet that content because you found it interesting, the same thing. You would pin that content because you found it interesting and it's relevant to your audience.
That sounds very nice, that it don't take so much time and it give a lot of value. So how can we understand exactly what we should pin on our boards?
What you should pin on
your boards? Yeah, understand exactly what you should be pinning.
You really need to think about it in terms of your audience, of the people that you want to get their attention. You know, let's take the dog, you know, supply store, for example, the e-commerce site. They wouldn't necessarily create a board about recipes, you know, in general, you know, or smoothies, because smoothies and dog supplies have nothing in common. And no. You know, sure, your potential customers, the people that you're trying to attract, could have an interest in smoothies and could like smoothies, but that's not what they're going to come to you for.
No.
So you want to make sure that you're pinning with the thought of the people that you're trying to reach in mind. What would be helpful to them?
Yeah.
My account is a little bit different, and this is another approach that we haven't really talked about. My account is kind of a personal / business account.
Okay.
Because I am so Pinteresting. It's only me. I am a one-person business.
Mm.
So my account and my blog and my podcast, this sounds very self-centered and selfish. It's about me, you know?
Yeah.
but so my Pinterest account has a personal side.
Yeah.
But that, you know, my interests, the things that I find funny, the things that, you know, I like to cook. So I do have recipe boards, but that works for my account because it is so, I am a personal brand.
I keep those
personal type of boards, those recipes, those fashion, those styles, that beauty type of boards towards the bottom. That's not the focus. It's not at the top. The things I keep towards the top have to do with social media, have to do with Pinterest, have to do with blogging, have to do with small business. That's what's front and center.
Yeah.
So that would work in that situation. Now, if, you know, when Oso Pinteresting becomes, you know, a multi-employee company, and, you know, when your business becomes a huge brand, and you have, you know, your CEO of, you know, 2,500 employees,
yeah.
then the focus of the account should change. It shouldn't be about, you know, unless you're like, let's say Martha Stewart, where she's still, it's a huge company, but it is about her, and people are interested about what she is interested in.
Like Oprah.
Like Oprah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to kind of have a balance and really look at your individual business and see how it's presented. You know, a company, let's say, like Coca-Cola doesn't have a single person, you know, that's the name of it.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have necessarily those personal types of pins in there.
Yeah, that sounds, of course, very good. But how can we get a repin? Because we want to get our pins viral. I'm not so good to say it in English, but I hope you understand that we want it to go.
You want to have your content shared.
Shared to the world.
Yes.
How can we get it?
Getting your content, your individual pins that came from your site repinned, there's a few techniques. It's like trying to get retweeted.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you have stuff that's interesting, that's useful, that isn't just a blatant necessarily advertisement unless there's value behind it. If you have a special promotion going on, then that could have a chance of being repinned more than, you know, here's our new product, it's awesome, yeah, kind of image. So you want to make sure that, you know, it is interesting, it is, you know, has some value behind it. And also looking at the time of day that you pin could have, okay, some impact on that.
Are there a date that are better than others? Like Facebook?
Yeah, yeah. It'll, just like Facebook, there's recommended times, but they're not absolute. So, right, for Pinterest, it seems that evening times tend to be a little bit better for those personal lifestyle type of pins. For me, I found that if I pin my social media marketing, my business type of pins in the morning, they do better than if I pin them in the evening. And that makes sense because people are working and the focus is on work in the morning, not about what they're going to make for dinner.
Yeah.
Like it is in the evening. Also, the overall, the best day when Pinterest is most active, it's been found that it's Sunday afternoons. Now, it's kind of interesting that I'm talking to you because I'm in Texas, you're in Denmark. Yeah. My Sunday afternoon is very different from your Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So you need to keep in mind, let's say, yeah, my business is based in Texas, but my target client is in Denmark. Mm. Well, then I want to pin on their Sunday afternoon, not on my Sunday afternoon. So timing can have a little bit of impact. And it's also building up your following. If you build up a good following, and then that means more people will see your pins.
Mm.
When you pin something to Pinterest, just like Twitter, the people who follow you will see it in their feed.
Mm.
If they're following that board. In Pinterest, you have the option to follow a person's or a business's entire account or just individual boards. So if they're following that board that you pinned it to, they will see it in their feed. It also can show up in the Pinterest categories feed. There's over 30 categories on Pinterest. So depending on how you categorize that board, you know, where you pin it, could show up in that category. There's also a general everything category and a popular category on Pinterest.
Oh.
So your content, no matter what it's about, has potential to show up there. But building that following is really key. And if you happen to have maybe 10 followers, but one of your followers has 10,000 followers,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, then you have the potential for a lot of repins from that one follower.
Mm.
And a good way to build up your following, especially if you already have a Pinterest, a presence on Twitter or on Facebook, is to cross-promote. Let your established audience know that you're on Pinterest, because chances are some of them are too. Let them know what you found, what you're doing on Pinterest, the types of, you know, like the hair salon. You know, if they had a good Facebook presence, I could say, hey, we're now on Pinterest. Come see our Pinterest account for, our latest hairstyles for our before and after, you know, whatever reason you're on Pinterest.
Yeah. So I know marketers really want to track how the results are going on Pinterest. So it's not just something they do, but they can see it actually work on their sales. How can we track what we are doing on Pinterest?
Well, you have a few options. Google Analytics is absolutely incredible for this because you can niche it, you can kind of focus it down to the pin. I don't have an e-commerce site, so I really don't do this, but you can actually, well, you can't even then take it down to the transaction and follow it and see what's working for you and how many conversions you have. That goes way into Google Analytics, and that would be a Google Analytics expert question to ask, but I know you can do that. I track the traffic that I'm getting from Pinterest, so I can traffic by Pinterest in general or down to each individual pin, so that's really helpful. Also, if you have your URL or your website verified on Pinterest, which means you have to install a little bit of code on the back end of your site to let Pinterest know, yes, you own that URL. You then have access to Pinterest Analytics.
Oh.
Yeah, and nice. That'll give you some, it's not very detailed.
Have you blogged about how to do that?
Yeah.
So I can post it on my blog.
Yeah, there's a couple, actually, a better guest post on it. I'll give you the link to that.
Thank you.
About how to use Pinterest Analytics. It's a little bit generalized. So it's good to kind of get a quick glance. You can see what's being clicked most, what's being repinned most, up to a 2-week window. So you can't go very far back. Nice. So you can't get a big range. So it's helpful, and it's there, and it's free.
That's also very nice. So we don't just do it just for doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's also a paid service called Pin League. They do have a very basic free account that you can try, and it's easy, has beautiful charts and graphs and things, so you can kind of track what's going on. And the paid service is actually really helpful to monitor who's following you.
Oh.
So that would let me know that I have a follower that has over a million followers themselves. Ooh. Well, if I know that they have over a million followers, I might want to pay a little more attention to their pins. So maybe they'll pay a little bit more attention to my pins.
Very good advice. So at least we want to know, where can we find you and how can we get your videos and techniques to get better on Pinterest?
Everything is available on ohsopinteresting.com. The podcast is there, the blog post is there, podcast comes out every Wednesday morning Texas time.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'd be Wednesday evening your time.
Yeah.
Blog posts are there. There's videos in and around there. There is that video training course about getting your profile set up.
Thank you very much. And the last question is, what do you think is the future of Pinterest? Do you think it will last? And do you think marketers should very pay attention on Pinterest?
I definitely think it will last. It just got valued at $2 billion with a B.
Wow.
Dollars. Yes, and it's had a huge influx of investment recently. More and more sites are trying to emulate it, trying to copy it. Bing has just announced that I saw earlier this week that they're trying to create kind of an invitation beta test only that sounds a lot like Pinterest. So there's a lot of copycats out there. So, you know, that is a good form of flattery. And really the future, I think it's going to shift away, you know, or kind of continue this trend of not necessarily being a social network and more so a search type of tool to use and a research type of tool to use. If you think about it, each individual account is building their own search engine, really, because now I can go and search my own. I collect everything I find online and I go back and I search what I have already found is useful, and other people can search my content as well too. So I think it's going to go more and that's what they've said. They want to go more into the direction of search.
Yeah, I definitely know that I will pay more attention on my Pinterest profile, and I hope the marketers who are listening understand the value of Pinterest, and I will say thank you for joining us here in Fabiola Share, and thank you for give your best tips to us.
Oh, thank you very much. I had a great time. And if anybody has any questions, I'm always happy to answer them.
And you have also a Facebook profile, also so Pinterest
thing. Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+.
And we can just ask you. That's nice. Thank you so much. So I am so happy that Cynthia Sanchez from Oh So Pinteresting was joining us today. And if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends and share so they can know all about Pinterest. And if you have any question, please tweet or write on her Facebook page, Oh So Pinteresting. She will love it. And else, I will also see your question on the comment field. Thank you for joining, and next time, another episode of Fabiola Share. It will be on Danish. I'm very sorry, but I can say that maybe some English episode are coming again. So, did you like this podcast? Please join Fabiola Magazine on Fabiola Christensen.com. There you can get more podcasts like this, and I will love to serve you with more value about social media. Thank you very much. Bye bye. Have a nice day.